This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. France now has its youngest ever prime minister. Gabriel Attal, 34, rose to prominence as the government spokesman and education minister. He is France's first openly gay prime minister. Attal was named to the position as French President Emmanuel Macron seeks a fresh start for the rest of his term amid growing political pressure from far-right conservatives. Macron, 46, who himself was France's youngest ever president when he came to power in 2017, will work with Prime Minister Attal to name a new government in the coming days. Macron has shifted rightward on security and migration issues since rising to power on a pro-business centrist platform 7 years ago. Attal seems to be following suit. Attal quickly announced a ban on long robes in classrooms, which took effect with the new school year in September, saying the garments worn mainly by Muslims were testing secularism in the schools. Norway could become the first country in the world to conduct commercial deep-sea mining after it voted Tuesday to open its waters for exploration, provoking an outcry from environmental groups. The Norway parliament approved the exploration of 108,000 square miles of Arctic seabed, an area bigger than the United Kingdom. The decision evoked mounting concern from scientists, politicians, and environmental groups about the potential damage that deep-sea mining could inflict on marine life. The deep ocean, one of the world's last untouched habitats, has long been eyed for its vast trove of resources, including copper, cobalt, zinc, and gold, which are needed for the green economy, used in everything from wind turbines to electric vehicle batteries. A Norwegian study last year found a substantial amount of metals and minerals on the seabed of the country's extended continental shelf. But scientists say very little is still known about the depths of the world's oceans, only a small fraction of which humans have explored. And many are concerned about the impacts on those ecosystems already affected by pollution, trawling, and the climate crisis. The deep ocean in this region is home to a huge number of marine species, from krill to whales, as well as deep-sea animals, many of which have not yet been discovered by humans. Along with environmental groups, other countries have urged caution, including the United Kingdom, which last year announced its support for a moratorium on deep-sea mining. And in November, more than 100 European politicians wrote an open letter to the Norwegian parliament urging it to vote against deep-sea mining. The letter referred to the risks to marine life and the potential for accelerating climate change by disturbing the carbon locked up in the sea floor. Another open letter, signed by more than 800 scientists from around the world, has called for a pause in deep-sea mining, saying that it risks causing losses that would be irreversible on multi-generational timescales. The campus of Montana State University in Bozeman was targeted with white supremacist, nationalist stickers and posters last weekend. Prominent places around campus were tagged with messages similar to those removed in other Montana communities, including recently in Great Falls. Some of the materials were associated with the Big Sky Active Club, a group of neo-Nazi white supremacists who occasionally gather with other similar groups like White Lives Matter. University policy prohibits stickers of any kind on the exterior of university property. The white supremacist and neo-Nazi stickers have been removed, but were put up in several places, including in front of Montana Hall at the center of campus. The stickers at MSU are one more example in a growing number of incidents cataloged throughout Montana. Last month, white supremacist propaganda was inserted into library books at the Great Falls Public Library, especially in books dealing with the Holocaust, Adolf Hitler, and World War II. The library responded openly about what happened and initiated the Hate Has No Home in Montana campaign. The Great Falls City Council designated a week as United Against Hate and passed a resolution. White Lives Matter and Big Sky Active Club members also got into a confrontation in Missoula as people were rallying for peace in Gaza. The hate groups also marched and shouted near Har Shalom, the synagogue in Missoula. And white supremacist stickers have been reported in the Flathead area as well as near parks in Billings. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.